Greetings to all of you once again. A lot has been said. We've been talking to the politics of this country. We've been shouting and saying no deportation, but I'm coming back into this our second, which is very important for us. It's not enough to say no deportation, dance on the street, hold banner. What do we do next after here? That's a question I want to ask you now. Unfortunately, a lot has been said also, but the funny thing is, a lot of you refugees, you and me, we don't understand it. There's a big hammer coming on and on. It's not new, it's a tradition of Germany to destroy the people who they believe are not accepted here. It's not a new story, but the only thing is, every time there's a new law to kind of enforce some illegal attitudes they exercise on us. They tell you this year, a lot of things are happening secret, illegal, the authorities are doing it. But now COFA and his crews, they are making it more legal. It's like what Walter said, that the law in Germany, they are trying to create a law in Germany that will make people go hungry on the street, which is unusual. So this is the problem. So I hear about stories of, this is a Gambian demo, no deportation demo to Gambia, it's a no deportation demo to Afghanistan, no deportation demo to Nigeria, no deportation demo to anywhere. So, until we realize this fact, that the demonstration of Gambians is not the demonstration of just Gambians, it's a demonstration for every citizen of the world, then we have a problem. We have to inform ourselves, it's very important. We don't have information as refugees. We have to inform ourselves. Otherwise, if we don't inform ourselves, we will only dance on the streets, and as we are going home, many of us will be picked and we find ourselves behind the Atlantic Ocean, behind the Mediterranean Sea. That's for sure. So we need this information. We have to start from now to connect ourselves from today. I give an offer. If you can spare 1 hour after the demonstration time, let's meet and talk politically together as refugees here in Freiburg. There are some things we have to discuss. Yeah. How to go from here. You see it like a small demonstration, it's not small. It's big. But if we make it, if we look forward to how it's going to develop, we will reach something. But if we just leave and go back and sleep, we go back into the fear. It changes nothing. They will laugh at us. We've done thousands of demonstrations. I have my 15 years experience here. So, but we have to continue. So what I'm saying is, the demonstration should not end here. Let's talk on how we have to go further with it. Because the plans in Germany now, it's very hard. It's a situation where, from the very day you are entering this country, you're already a criminal, but from the very day you are entering this country, you can be held at the airport, put in prison at the airport. There are a lot of logic, so we have to talk about it. You have to know about it, because if you don't know it, you will not understand it. So, yeah, I want to commend you all who made it to be here today. And I want to also say, for those who didn't make it to be here, it's very important to know that everybody here has a reason not to come to this demonstration. Either I want to visit my friend, I have an appointment, or I have to travel to Berlin, or whatever. Any of us can say the same thing. But one thing I want to tell you, the day the policeman stands on your door, you don't tell the policeman, I want to go pee-pee.
Thank you.
So if you cannot do that, or you cannot tell the policeman you want to go to social lab to collect money, I see no reason why you cannot come to a demo that has to do with you. Most of the people who run away from the reality, like coming to fight together, are the first to be deported in this country. I have the experience. I know people who it happened to. I know people who we saved their deportation, even if at the beginning when we were politically active, they were not coming with us. They were laughing at us, but we saved them from their own woes. So the main thing is, we have to learn now how to talk to each other. The Gambians, talk to the Nigerians. If you have an action, if you have a problem, talk to them. Talk to the Cameroonians, talk to all of them. Talk to the Afghanistan.
Everybody.
The problem in the lager is to separate all of us as nationals of different countries. That has been the story from beginning. And that we try to fight against since 2010. We started a campaign, Break Isolation. It came to Freiburg and all. Break Isolation campaign. So make every refugee understand that We all have one thing that brings us together. Criminalization in Germany, lager system in Germany, exclusion of people in Germany, racism in Germany, that is the main bonding. So we must understand we have our cultural differences, we have our individual problems, but the thing is we are all having the same problem. Whether you come to this country because you have bomb falling in your country, or you come in this country because you have hunger or bullet in your stomach, it's all the same thing. It's a political issue. So we must understand that the economic reasons to leave your country, we call it economic exploitation, economic persecution. So we must understand it now. Without it, it's not working, because the truth is our countries are plundered. You can look at Germany around, all these fine buildings. How did they make it? They have no good land here. Without manure, nothing works here. In your land, in Gambia, in Nigeria, fertile land, arable. So the thing is, all the good things you see here, the glass house you see here, is from your sweat and your blood. And so you have a right to be here and enjoy it. So first of all, you have to claim that understanding. Until you as individuals realize that you have to have this understanding, that it's your right to be here, you will be cashed, caught, handcuffed and thrown out. So the thing is, first of all, accept it. Don't say you want to beg Germany. If you want to talk about asylum in Germany, you don't beg. We are not begging for our right. It's our right to be here. They made us come here. So we don't do begging politics. We are demanding. We are demanding. When we say no deportation, we are demanding deportation. Even without us freedom. Even without us freedom, no deportation. So take that in today. So we have to start to understand the reality. Whether they like it or not, we will always come here. The worst is more people will die. But the desperation is going on, because as long as there's problem in our own country, we will always keep moving. If a German has the right to fly to Nigeria at will, why can't you and me not do it? There's no reason. So thank you.